Module 4, How to Get the Buzz Out. How can an employee recognition program be effective if no one knows anything about it? Like in any relationship, communication is the key. You have to get the buzz out about your program, get excited about it. Making the work environment more enjoyable is a big deal. You wouldn't launch a new product line without advertising, would you? Don't be afraid to get out there and tell everyone the good news. Be creative with designs. Look around at the products and businesses that you love. What do they have in common? The majority of them have some type of logo, engaging theme, thoughtful design, or all of the above. Let's take a moment and really take a deeper look into these three marketing tactics. For example, think of NBC, Apple, Adidas, Chevrolet, and Yahoo. When you think of their company, you think of their logos. Having a logo is a great way to connect your program with a visual image. Like logos, the design used in advertising your program can have an impact. Colors create specific subconscious emotional reactions within people. The style of font can also invoke that same kind of reaction. You will want to do some research and see what colors and font best display the type of emotion you are trying to invoke. Another way to create a great buzz is to decide a theme. A theme is a specific ambiance or setting. Themes are great in connecting people to your program. Your theme could be simple or it could be complex. Make sure that it is something people can connect and relate to. A popular theme example would be a superhero theme. When we think of superheroes, we first think of the characters we all know. Superman, Spider-Man, and Wonder Woman. We think of noble men and women who work hard and do the right thing. Attaching a theme like that to a program helps make it fun, fun that your employees will remember. The themes do not have to be elaborate, they can be very simple. The premise is just to keep the program in the minds of your employees. If they are thinking about the program, they will most likely be participating in the program. Paper the walls. Logo and design have no purpose if you don't see them. A key cornerstone in advertising is print ads. Let's look at a little history. The first full-page advertisement in the United States was placed by Robert Bonner, proprietor of the New York Ledger, in his rival James Gordon Bennett's New York Herald on June 7, 1856. Bonner had contracted with popular novelist Fanny Fern to provide him with a series, to be paid at the low rate of $100 a column. The advertisement for his story created such a demand for the Ledger that its circulation nearly doubled to 50,000. How can you apply that to your employee recognition program? Print up flyers and hang them in areas where employees congregate. If you have an employee newsletter, place your own ad for the program. Hand out flyers with paychecks. Think thoughtfully about where these flyers and signs would grab your own attention and ask employees their thoughts. Having flyers out where people can read them is a great way to inform your employees and get them excited. Use social media. When a business wants to drum up free advertising, where do they go? Social media. Social media is defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary as a form of electronic communication through which users create online communities to share information, ideas, personal messages, and other content. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and MySpace are some of the most popular media sites out there today. One report showed that the majority of web surfing was on social media sites. Using social media is essentially like having a huge bullhorn to spread the word to your employees. A recent study showed that 56% of Americans have a social media site. 23% of Americans check their Facebook more than 5 times a day. Americans aged 18 to 64 who use social networks say they spend an average of 3.2 hours per day doing so, according to new research released by Ipsos Open Thinking Exchange, OTX. Specifically, among American social network users, 18 to 34-year-olds report spending 3.8 hours a day. 35 to 49-year-olds report spending 3 hours a day, and 50 to 64-year-olds report spending 2.4 hours per day. Think of all that time we spend on social media. This is an amazing venue to share information with your staff. Communication through social media can also make engagement more personal and approachable. In recent times, even local government has jumped on the social media bandwagon. Go mobile. As technology advances, so must we. In this day, over 60% of Americans own a smartphone, and that number is constantly growing. As a society, we can now do almost anything from our smartphones. Ordering pizza, checking our bank account, video chatting, scanning documents, and sending grandma a birthday card can all be done with the press of a button. Many companies are designing mobile applications specifically for communications between employer and employee. Teambox is a popular new tool. It started out as a project management tool. It now has messaging capabilities also. Yammer is a good way to communicate with your company. Yammer is like Twitter but isn't open for public viewing. The program will only let people with a company email address view the communications. On the program, you can put project updates, send messages to other employees, have groups, and form private team message boards. Your company does not have to invest in new software or mobile applications. The majority of smartphone users have their social media applications right on their phones. At the end of the day, it's all about communication. you have to establish what is going to be the most effective strategy to gain interest in your employee recognition program. Case study. Herman, a blind homeless man, was sitting on a bus bench with a sign asking for change. The bench was located on a busy street with lots of foot traffic. The sign he had was written in pencil on cardboard and just said, "Blind, money needed." He had been there for hours and no one had stopped to give him any money. A young woman walked by him and stopped. She saw that he was completely ignored by the passing public. She decided that changing the sign would catch more attention from the public. She walked over to the man and introduced herself. She asked Herman if he minded her changing his sign. He agreed that she could change whatever she liked. She took a white shoebox lid that was sitting on the ground and wrote with a thick black marker. The woman smiled and wished the guy luck. Almost instantly, people began giving Herman money. After a while, the blind man had more money than he had ever made. Curious, he asked the young man what the sign said. "It says," said the young man, "it's a gorgeous day. You can see it. I cannot."